Hi, my name is Janine Dunellan and I am the founder of Spheres of Light. And while we are having this coronavirus lockdown, I will be preparing a podcast meditation combination to replace our full moon circles for the time being. So if you are new to Spheres of Light, this is an eclectic pagan circle that meets monthly in Loftus, Nowra and in Canberra. This year we have been working with the Sumerian pantheon, connecting to the primordial goddess Tiamat. And at each full moon we also work with a goddess that has particular energy that aligns with that full moon. The full moon this month is in the sign of Libra, which is about balance and justice. And we're working with the Babylonian major arcana cards. And the one for this month is justice and realignment. And the goddess associated with that one is Nanshi. So in Sumerian mythology, Nanshi was the daughter of Enki, the god of wisdom, magic, and water. And she's the goddess of social justice, prophecy, fertility, and fishing. She was also associated with divination. She was the diviner of the gods and the interpreter of dreams. She's associated with birds, fishes, and water. And she also had the duty of looking after the weights and measures. So there is that association of balance. So the full moon in Libra is asking us to seek the solace of our soul and try to be fair with one another and to bring balance in our lives. Diplomacy and tact will take us a long way towards maintaining the calm during these crazy times. So in this meditation, I will be performing a ritual, and you will be required to use your imagination and create your own special temple in the astral. So you can make this as simple or as decorative as you would like. And this temple is your sacred space and your place of protection. So if you are planning to tap into these meditations every month, I recommend that you stay with the temple that you're creating, and this is a place that you can commune with the divine and call upon your guides. We will now be going into meditation, where you'll be asked to use your imagination and create your own special temple in the astral. You can make it as simple or as decorative as you like. This temple is your sacred space and your place of protection. We will now open the circle. I open the eastern gates of air. Come forth with your mighty winds. Circle us with your power and inspiration. I open the northern gates of fire. Come forth with your fiery breath. Circle us with your strength and power. I open the western gates of water. Come forth with your power of the primordial ocean. Circle us with the power of connective energy. I open the southern gates of earth. Come forth with your protective force. Circle us with the powers of manifestation. By the power of the dragons, may this circle be blessed, cleansed, and sanctified. O great goddess Tiamat, stir and rise, awake in the darkness, awake in the abyss. She who is terrible to face, who devours and swallows up life. She who brings life to those who face her. She who is the begetter of dragons. Stir up, O goddess, I summon thee tonight. Welcome, Nanshi, goddess of justice and realignment. You are now in your sacred temple in the astral. As you move around your temple, you notice a beautiful altar covered in lighted candles of different sizes and colors. you become aware of the aroma of incense, and you see a chair that you can sit on. Now feel the calm energy all around you. Imagine that your inner light and vibration is becoming brighter with every breath, just as the sun is becoming stronger with every day. Let this inner light now penetrate all those frozen over places inside of you that hold your stagnation and resistance to change and new growth. When you feel present and centered in your body, you start to focus on the candle's golden light. Use their shimmering energies to shift you to a higher frequency of awareness. Soon you become aware of a presence close to you, and the goddess Namshi appears. She is welcoming you with open arms. Take in the details of her radiant beauty and the powerful energies as she stands next to a sacred well. Orient yourself within her space and her potent magic, for she has the gift of inspiration and wisdom. Namshi leads you to the ancient well, surrounded by the flame of golden candles. She beckons you to look deep into the still surface of the water. Open your inner landscape to the hidden powers of the ancient waters. Seek the knowledge within so you can learn where your journey of the soul will lead you next. Take your time. Take your time for the waters to give up the secrets and visions. Insights can come to you in many ways, through the visual imagery, a voice that speaks to you. Just fully engage whatever shows up in whatever form. Take your time. Ask questions. Go deep. Thank you. and you have your answer. Nancy takes you to her Grotto of Healing. It is a place of great beauty. She asks you to widen your heart to your shadow side, accepting that everything you are and everything that you have experienced, the good and the bad, the joyful and the painful, have brought you to this moment and serve as the raw materials of your greater becoming. Meditate in silence for a few minutes, now to focus on your new beginning. Nancy tells you that your destiny is in your own hands. It is up to you now what path you will choose to take, but choose it wisely. Gaze now into Nancy's eyes, drink in the details of her exquisite features, and fill yourself up with a love that permeates every ounce of her being. Listen to her final words of guidance and wisdom, and share your gratitude and love, and bid her farewell. It is now time to close our circle. So thank Nancy for showing justice and realignment. O great goddess Tiamat, thank you for arising and awakening in the darkness and the abyss. Thank you for assisting in our journey. I release thee. I now close the seven gates of earth. Thank you for coming forth and witnessing this rite and circle. May you dwell in our hearts. I close the western gates of water. Thank you for coming forth and witnessing this rite and protecting this circle. May you dwell within our hearts. I close the northern gates of fire. Thank you for coming forth and witnessing this rite and protecting this circle. May you dwell within our hearts. I close the eastern gates of air. Thank you for coming forth and witnessing this rite and protecting this circle. May you dwell within our hearts. And by the power of the dragons, may this circle be closed. And just now, bringing your awareness back into your body. And when you are ready, wriggling your fingers and wriggling your toes and bringing your awareness fully back into your body and opening your eyes.